Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is 2025. That's so exciting.
Not a real year.
No.
No.
It doesn't exist yet.
No. No, it doesn't.
That's crazy.
I'm going to be 24 in the year 2025, and that's scary.
That's
my brain's
kind of gross.
Fully developed question mark at 24 or is it 25?
I think it's 25.
Whew, one more year.
Yeah.
One more year. Whew, okay.
One more year. You're good.
I'm less nervous now.
I'm going to be 27 this year. That's
You're like
gross.
An adult.
Ew.
Sorry.
I hate that. I'm going into my late 20s. Like, ooh.
And it's so funny that we're 2.5-ish years apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly feel like we are the same age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity-wise, mentality-wise, like, yeah. We're the same age.
Let's meet in the middle.
Yeah.
So
you're 23, I'm 26. So
really,
like,
we're like 24 and a
24
half.
24 and a half.
25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Remember when kids were like, I'm 5.5 years old. What?
What?
Yeah.
Calm down.
It's my half birthday. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. We're not making it a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when bitches are like, happy unbirthday.
No.
Can I? Oh my God. Can I get into something that really bothered
me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. You're very passionate about it.
I was at the parks goofing around and I saw this family.
Uh-huh.
All of them had a first visit, I'm celebrating whatever, and like a happily ever after, like the parents had happily ever after, the kids had their birthdays. When's your birthday? It's in February. You are being so wasteful. That actually really bothers me when people just have like a sleeve of like the free pins they give you.
Right, just because they're free.
Because they're free. And they think they're going to get special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
No.
I don't get it. I get people going, happy birthday.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't get freebies.
Uh-uh.
Have you ever gotten a freebie wearing a pin?
Actually, I have.
Whatever.
Oops.
I didn't get it. Like, I remember I get like a free dessert.
Yeah, yeah. It was a free dessert.
But
a little cupcake.
But they have like I don't know. It's not worth it. It's a cupcake.
Yeah.
Stop
exactly.
Because you know what you do? You know what people do?
Hmm.
They go and get their pins, like they have like a service at Disney Springs where they draw on it.
Yeah.
How long do those last before they get wiped off?
Exactly. And they pay money to have them like customized
and
like that.
Do they
Mod
Podge them?
No, they probably don't.
Like, I remember when I have, you know what? Because I'm an environmentally friendly queen,
mm-hmm.
I've used the same happy birthday button for like 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got it in, like, I think I was turning 19. We went. I got a button. They put a thing of tape over it.
Yeah.
So it's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it every year.
And it works.
And it works. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. People, they want them because they're free, and then in a month after the trip, they probably throw them away.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just so wasteful.
Don't be wasteful.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, it genuinely bothers me when I see people. Or, you know what actually makes me mad?
Hmm.
First visit of 2024.
Oh.
That is not what that button is for.
Uh-uh.
There's no... That actually makes me really angry. Or like they're like, first visit as an AP. I didn't ask. Show of hands on who asked. I don't see any hands. That's like genuinely, that's one of those little things that just sets me off.
It gets you heated.
Yeah.
Dang.
Anyway, that's the end of my like minor thing that bothers me.
Okay.
I rest my case.
End rant.
Please leave a comment down below if that bothers you or if it's just me being like crazy. Because it's
crazy
like.
Crazy girl.
Stop being wasteful.
Yeah, we don't like being wasteful.
Yeah.
Environmentality.
Yeah.
Live by it.
I don't know. Same with the Lays at the Polynesian Resort.
Yeah. They give a lot of those out.
Yeah. This year I want to see some environmental changes made.
Okay.
I want real flowers.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Because
I remember when I was very, very, very little, we stayed at the Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.
I had my lei and I kept it. It's still somewhere in a box.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, but you know that they throw them away or their kids break them for fun.
Yeah.
Or they rip the flowers out.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in this world that just throw things away. Like, I was looking at people the other day. I was driving, and then they were just throwing trash out of their window. And I was like, what
Crazy.
Kind of person are you? Throwing trash out the window. Number one, you probably own a trash can. Mm-hmm. Use it.
Hopefully.
Number two, why are you littering? You can get fined for it. Mm-hmm. Number three, this is literally the earth. We need to take care of it.
Yeah.
What about, like, it gets me so mad, those people that don't believe in climate change. Climate change.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then they walk out, they go, man, this is a record summer for the fifth summer in a row.
I wonder why.
And it's like, what? Oh, well. If only there was something we could do about this.
I know.
Oh, well.
If only we could, like, reduce our environmental impact and, like, save the earth or something.
That's yeah, but I'm like crazy. I'm like booked this week. Can we do a move to next week?
Yeah. I can't learn how to recycle this week. Let's pencil it in for next week.
Yeah. Let's rain check.
I can't buy a compost bin right now. Let's do it next week.
Let's do it next week. Yeah.
Okay.
But isn't there like a thing that it's like we could recycle, but it wouldn't mean anything because it's like large corporations? That...
Of course, it's always large corporations.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like any like fair where they have the freebies and it's like a bunch of junk?
Yeah.
I want freebies that are useful.
Yeah. It's all the junk that everybody's like, oh my gosh, free, and then they go home and they throw it out, or they just like it sits and rots and does nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Just for the novelty of it, you're gonna give out free crap?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, it makes me mad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Me no likey.
Like, nowadays I try to buy things that A, are good quality. That's already hard. Mm-hmm. Everything that is made nowadays is just shit.
Yeah.
But, like, finding clothing that's not gonna, like...
disintegrate.
In the washer, yeah.
Yeah.
After one wash, it's pilled and gross, and, like, the fabric fades. It's crazy. Like, I have a jacket that I borrowed. I'm doing air quotes. I borrowed it from my mother. Mm-hmm. And it's from the mid-90s, looks brand new.
Yeah.
It has survived countless washing machines.
Mm-hmm. That thing looks great.
You know what I'm talking about? The green
thing?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
I'll wear it on the pod one day.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
But it's, I wore it all through high school, all through college. Now, my mom wore it for my entire life and the 90s. Which I was not around for.
Yeah, you weren't actually around for the 90s. That's crazy.
I'm not a 90s kid.
You're not a 90s baby. I am. I was there for 2 years of the 90s.
And how were
those
good old days? How were those years?
They were great. Yeah. I loved them.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
You know, I think the early 2000s was pretty cool. We had Y2K.
Yeah.
And Tony Hawk. He was very much around there the 90s. Go. But he was, in my mind, he's a 2000s icon.
I remember the Tony Hawk skateboarding game.
Yes. We're on to the other side. Remember that being in the... Yeah.
My cousin had that game. I would come over to his house and watch him play it. He had, like, all the cool video games. And I would just sit and watch because I wasn't allowed to play them.
Why?
I don't know. I just wasn't.
Wow.
One of my other cousins, as a child, we would... Me and all of my cousins, we would be in this room in my grandma's house all playing video games. And I'm the youngest of the entire cousin group. If they were trying to defeat a boss in a game and they couldn't get it, my one older cousin, she would tell me to get out of the room because I was bad luck. And so she kicked me out of the room. She would slam the door literally in my face, lock the door, and then wouldn't you know it, the next try that they tried to defeat the boss, they did it. They won the game. Wow. And then they would only let me back in the room once they were complete. And they were like, yeah, Sam, you're bad luck.
Wow. I think you're the very lucky because you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, so. That's so sweet.
So, yeah.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. New year, new me. New Rizzler alert.
No, I think the same Rizzler.
Yeah.
You have so much Rizz. I respect you for it.
It's not easy, you know. Just everyone falling in love with you all the time. It's really difficult and it's hard.
Yeah.
Ruins
you live a tough life. Oh my gosh.
I'm still punching the mic in 2025. Yeah. It's just, I want to talk with my hands and the microphone is there. I think we need to get one just for me that like hooks on this chair and comes down so I can.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. New setup in 2025.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, let's talk about what we want out of 2025, not just on the pod. Like, what do you want out of your life?
Ooh. I want to focus more. I want to find more direction and be more certain about what I want to do with my life. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really even though this sounds like, it sounds kind of cringy to say, but like, it's something that genuinely has interested me for well over a decade, probably like 15 years at this point, like making content, putting it out on the internet and like inspiring people, making people's day, like making content that people would love to come back to and watch. Right. That's why like the podcast is really like, it's such a creative outlet for me that mm-hmm. I get to talk and I get to, you know, make the little, because I run all the social medias. That's like my favorite thing to do.
If you ever talk to the Apple Clock, you're talking.
It's literally me. I pretend like it's like, we love you, or like we, no, it's me, but like I'm speaking for the both of us.
Yeah.
I think like that would just be so fun to do, to be able to do that in a fuller capacity. And mm-hmm. yes, obviously income is always great,
right.
but like just to be, I don't know, to have a better reach of people.
Real.
I don't know. That's one of my things that I genuinely want to focus on in 2025. Because I'm at this point where I genuinely don't care what people think of me. Like, period. I am so myself.
Yeah.
And other people have told me that. Like, you're, like, Sam, you're so genuine. You're so authentic. And, like, that's always something that I wanted to be. I always hid so many parts of myself. And I just, I'm sick of it. I want to be me, mm-hmm. and I want to inspire people to also be themselves,
yeah.
and to live life with kindness and to have a positive outlook and kind of shift the world view a little bit to be like, right. oh, I never thought about it this way. That's so inspiring, or mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know. I think that's something that I really genuinely want to do this year. Yay. What about you?
Beautiful. What do I want to do this year? I want to find direction.
Okay.
I want to have a roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so depressed this winter because it's like, where am I going?
Yeah.
What do I want? I want to, you know, you'll never mm-hmm. really know, but it's about nailing that stuff down sooner rather than later.
Exactly.
Because I don't, it's like, what do I really want out of my life? Mm-hmm. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to be?
Right.
Stuff like that. So, I don't know. But, yeah, just finding direction, finding a path that feels right,
mm-hmm.
you know, because right now in my life, I feel like I'm walking down a sidewalk.
Okay.
And it's ending. I see the end of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You want to find that main road.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I think I want out of this year. And mm-hmm. to find, like, a side hustle.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I would like some more income.
Yeah.
I think that would be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be fun, especially, I feel like, in this day and age, in this economy, like, you can't... In this economy, you can't just live off of getting income from one source. You have to have multiple streams of income.
And it's annoying.
In order to live comfortably.
I do not dream of labor.
No.
No.
I don't live to work. Well, I work. No. What is the saying? I can't remember it right now.
You don't live to work. You work to live.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like Americans work to, they live to work. And then other people work to live. Because Americans.
No, I think Americans work to live. They make money because they need to live.
But they live to work because they're always working.
They have no other choice. So they work to live. People would rather live to work. Like if they
I can't exactly remember how that goes. Mm-hmm. But however somebody says it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But like I don't want to like just keep working and doing like the living paycheck to paycheck or like whatever. I want to
go on trips. I want to see things.
Yes. I want you to go on a trip with me. I want to travel in 2025. I mm-hmm. somehow, some way, if there are any brands that need me to go out for a trip or need us to go out for a trip
anywhere,
we have passports.
Yeah.
We're fine. I would love to go back to London.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, 100%. I could be there forever. I want to actually.
That would be crazy.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
And he'll be like, who are these two fucking bozos?
It's Yap O'Clock.
It's Yap O'Clock. Duh.
Yeah. So iconic.
Yeah. Us yeah. and our 1 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
1 billion.
Should we hit 1 million followers this year? Should we make that a goal?
Well, my goal this 2024 was to get 100 followers on TikTok, and I did.
Yeah, you did. On your personal TikTok.
Yes, on Spaghetti49, which mm-hmm. is my personal TikTok. I don't know if I've ever linked that before.
I don't know,
Spaghetti49. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we should write our actual TikTok accounts. Well, Ooh. We'll see if TikTok gets banned or not, and then we'll add
that's
our...
true, yeah. We still have a few weeks until that actually happens.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know what'll happen.
I don't know.
There goes my fun time, my hobby.
I know.
Of making soup TikToks that accidentally go past 4,000 views.
That's so funny.
Oopsie. My bad.
Yeah, you didn't post that like too long ago either. Like it just immediately blew up. It hit the algorithm at the right time. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love when things like that happen.
Crazy.
It is great.
Do we want to talk about our co-stars?
Yeah.
Do you want to read that thing that gave us a heart attack that was like, this is your new year.
New year detective.
Or whatever it said. I forget.
Yeah. Should I go first?
Yes.
We're going to enter 2025.
Yes.
Okay.
Reality not found.
Yeah. 404 reality not found. Welcome to tomorrow's source code. Blah, 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 blah.
Reconfiguring chaos.
Oh, I hate that. Okay. So, my 2025 resolutions, according to CoStar, is stop playing mind games with mere mortals. Only apologize if you actually did something wrong.
That's really tea for you.
That is tea. I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
Save that $50 instead of spending it on mediocre takeout and unnecessary Uber. I don't actually Uber anywhere.
No. I am your Uber.
You are my Uber.
Happily so.
The only time I like Ubered a lot was when I was in London because I ain't driving over there.
No,
Okay. Land. My 2025 in love.
Ooh.
My number of crushes is 48. I look for a new one every time I notice a flaw.
Damn.
Dang. Relationship milestone unlocked. Posting their arm on your story. That's funny. Times my heart will break. That's crazy. 273,912. Whenever you remember they loved other people before you. What I will find out is what I am afraid people will find out if they actually get to know me. Okay, what am I afraid people will find out if they actually get to know me? It was asked as a question.
What's that based on? It says your thingies.
Oh, based on my Scorpio Sun, Scorpio Venus, and Virgo Mars.
Hmm.
Oh my God, this goes like, there's a career trajectory. Should I go through that too?
Yes.
Okay. Be the type of person who trusts TikTok's opinion about office appropriate attire. Okay. That's like download. They have like a graph. So that one's like all the way at the bottom. Number two is make it big by insider trading based on your info you heard in business class. Isn't insider trading illegal?
Yes, that's how Martha Stewart got thrown in the slammer.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. Thanks, bestie.
YOLO.
Number three says get rich enough to start a housewives franchise consisting of only your best friend and worst enemies. I don't have any worst enemies. Like, that it's mutually worst enemies. Like, there are people that I don't prefer, but, like, it's not like anybody hates me and I hate them mutually.
Why not?
I don't want that.
Real.
I'm on everybody's good side. I don't need to be on anybody's bad side. That don't get me nowhere.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then from number three at the top, it goes... plummets down to the bottom for number four. Regret it all when everyone around you becomes yes men, even though you love to argue.
Damn.
My mom told me when I was a child that I loved to negotiate a lot. She thought I was going to grow up and be a lawyer because
you
I can just
could.
Negotiate my way out. You think I want to go to law school? Uh-uh. In this economy? No.
That's true.
Yeah.
The interest rates recently?
And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't do that. And then... number five, all the way at the very tippy top of the graph says, realize all you wanted was permission to go off the rails.
Really?
Crash out in 2025.
Yeah, we should have more crash outs.
More crash outs, please.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, so okay. Now you can go through yours.
My torn, you know, with
Gru. Your torn.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so my resolutions are let yourself get attached.
Okay.
Make people put in the effort.
Yes.
Drink more water, not just coffee. But I'm not a big coffee person.
I know.
This is based on Gemini Sun, Aries Moon, Capricorn Ascendant.
Hmm.
You're 2025 in love. Number of crushes, 17.
17.
A chain of crushes that begins when you realize your original crush has even hotter friends.
Oh. Homie hopper.
Mm, that's a crazy thing to say. Homie hopper?
That's
crazy. Dude, she's a homie hopper.
She's a homie hopper.
is that a phrase?
It's a thing, yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's when you go after his friends.
Homie hopper is so funny. Me and the crew used to do a, you know, like.
No, I don't know that.
Poison. It's okay if you don't.
Okay.
It's a song.
Okay.
Relationship milestone unlocked. Letting them hold your phone without supervision.
Aw.
Times your heart will break. Zero.
Good.
You'll break theirs first to protect your ego. I don't have an ego, and I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Literally don't know what anybody's talking about. If anybody breaks your heart, I'm breaking them.
Real. Mm-hmm. Same for you.
Yeah.
Even all 2,000, what was it?
It was like 273,000.
T.
Yeah, which is crazy. In the year 2025, no.
No.
Okay.
Here's what I'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Are people judging me, or am I just projecting my own self-criticism?
Oh!
Based on my Gemini Sun, Taurus Venus, and Sagittarius Mars.
Mm.
My career trajectory. Number one. It's the same chart stage as yours.
Oh, really?
It goes up. Down and up at the end.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Number one. Be the type of person who refuses to pretend that the customer is always right.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to talk about. I've never happening? Done that ever in my life. Guys.
Guys, like, that's not even accurate at all.
Two, make it big by joining every class action lawsuit.
Ooh.
Which I...
Side hustle.
Yeah, there's my side hustle. Three, get rich enough to fund a private space force to fight the aliens you're convinced are coming.
Okay.
Four, regret it all when you get a paper cut while swimming in your pool of money.
Ooh, you're like Scrooge McDuck over here.
Absolutely. Five, realize all you wanted was for someone to believe your conspiracy theories.
Wow, are you a conspiracy theorist?
No. Based on your Gemini Sun, Aries Moon, Capricorn Ascendant, and Sagittarius Mars. Well, now, how about that thing that I told you about where when I was little, I thought Masons and Freemasons were the same thing?
Yeah, that's funny.
My bad.
And then you had to figure out.
And then I had to learn. I had to figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Should we read our?
Oh yes,
co-star of the day.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You do. I just accidentally. You to go first.
Okay, I will go first. This is crazy for co-star to say. No more self-delusion. Okay, but Delulu is the Salulu. Period. We have discussed this many times.
And it's co-star. Never been wrong.
Get on it. Okay.
That was a good snap.
Thank you. I hope it picked up well on the mic. Okay. Do revenge dress, upgrades, and witnesses.
Okay, Diana.
Yeah, crazy. Don't dynamite, wedding bells, heart-shaped box.
Oh, but those are the cutest boxes.
I know. Maybe tomorrow I just won't. Today I will.
It's
I won't.
Not February
and
yet.
Then exactly. Right. Yeah, we'll just wait till February.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, something about you.
What?
Okay. You and Isabella have different values when it comes to relationships, which can cause problems. Oh.
In ours or in others?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. You and Isabella may feel like you owe something unspoken to each other. You have attraction that goes deep while Isabella revels in gossip. There is no such thing as intimacy without vulnerability.
That's beautiful.
Okay, co-star. Thanks. That's so great.
Love. Mine Love. Says, your heart is a balloon. Do swap numbers, friendship bracelet, and collective cooking.
Mm.
Don't. Rumor mill. Fiesta. No, I'm sorry. Finstas. I can't read my phone from that far. Finstas and throwing drinks.
Did you ever have a Finsta?
No, I don't know what it is. Isn't it like a fake Instagram?
Fake Instagram. It's basically like just a spam account.
No.
Where you only let your friends and... some family members follow you. I had one in high school. Mm. It's still active. I only kept my favorite posts from my Finsta like on the profile, and then I just archived everything else. But it's like a private account. There's no like real value in it. I just think it's funny. I go back on it sometimes.
Real.
Yeah.
You're on here too.
What does it say?
It says you're feeling stuck. Today, Sam is finding it hard to remain venom-free. Change it up and help them let the right one in. Say what's on your mind.
Honestly, I had a terrible emotional day today. I have cried so much today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's crazy.
Let's talk about it.
It's just therapy session on Yap O'Clock.
Mm-hmm.
You will rebuild at the end. It's just a lot of things. I don't know. I don't know if we can talk about if we want to discuss this on the podcast, but it's just like a lot of emotional things happening in my life right now. No, I think Mercury just got out of retrograde. So I don't know what's happening. But yeah, I cried a lot today.
Real. You look great. No puffiness at all.
Thank you so much.
Could have fooled me.
You know what? I do use an ice roller. And I feel like that really helps to depuff my face. I love that. And then I started adding an oil back into my skincare routine. It's called Morning Glow. I love it. It does help me have a glow. And then I gua sha, because I noticed that since I stopped using my gua sha, my jawline has not been as sharp. And I went, oh, I want my sharp jawline, please. Thank you. I'm not getting rid of that.
Because when you gua sha, you're supposed to like take it up and down and then like...
Exactly, because you're draining your lymphatic. Yeah. So you're supposed to like massage your lymph nodes first so that everything is like opened up and it can drain properly. And then you go ahead and massage it, gua sha.
Like that, this finger motion, you...
It starts in like the armpits, so you do like circular motions there, and then there are like other points that you can do that just to open everything up, and then everything will drain and it'll be perfect.
Love.
Yeah. And also, did you know this is such a fun fact? If you ever examine your armpits, if it like bulges out, that means your lymph node is blocked. It's supposed to be like a literal pit, so it's supposed to like go in. So if your armpits have like a little bump, then your lymph nodes are blocked and you should do something about it.
You should go see something or someone.
Yeah, exactly. Get a massage.
Yeah, an armpit massage.
Hi, may I request an armpit massage?
You're like speed dating.
That's crazy.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm an armpit masseuse. Very nice to meet you. Yeah, it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The silence was us falling in love.
Yeah, I was having the hello, hello, you know, the audio. My, what have we here? You don't know that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were having the why do birds, you know, from The Simpsons.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
It's not from The Simpsons, but like, it's a song that they used.
Oh, okay.
This is my moment of falling in love, just like a really cute moment.
Oh.
It's fine. Aww. Whatever.
Okay.
Should we do some Q&A?
We should do some Q&A.
There were people, did we make a bit about Q&A or something?
I feel like at the end of 2 weeks ago, we were like, anybody ask us some questions or something? I feel like we had to have asked.
We definitely opened the floor.
Yeah.
And then you check the comments because that's what you do. Yeah.
Exactly.
We actually got some paragraphs of questions.
Yeah.
We didn't get
very
some.
Many questions.
We got many.
So
conveniently, two of them are like the same questions, right?
They're actually all different questions, which I think is so funny, but it's paragraphs of them. So we're going to go through these. And so number one is, what are your goals for your YouTube channel? I don't really know like how much we're building up this actual YouTube channel more than like just posting our podcast on it every single week. I mean, the hope is that
You do clips, you do the little shorts.
I do the shorts. So I guess it's just like getting more traction onto our YouTube channel and onto our podcast and getting our word out there, because I feel like our podcast is very valuable and people come up to us all the time and they tell us like how much they enjoy the podcast and listening and how insightful it is and how it's made an impact. So I think more of that in 2025 for sure. Any big plans for 2025?
Get money, I guess.
Yeah, get money. I would love to get sponsored actually by CoStar. That would be so
yes,
fun.
Yes, that would be really cool.
Yeah, we read our CoStar every single time on this podcast. I think it would be really fun to collaborate with CoStar.
Yeah.
And do that. So CoStar, if you see this, then Hi. please please hit us up.
Hit our line. Sam will talk to you.
I will.
She's our PR and everything else.
Everything else. I look forward to talking to you.
What's your biggest achievement so far in life?
Ooh. Finding you.
You stole my answer. Okay. That's fine. Whatever. My biggest achievement so far in life is getting out of my small town and not going back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's only up from here.
Yeah. Once you make that first step, it's really just an up, you know?
Up. Up.
Yeah.
That's it.
If it's up, then it's up, you know?
It's up, for sure.
Favorite movies, question mark?
Ooh, yeah. We've spoken about this. The Pink Panther, 2006, with Steve Martin in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies ever. Steve Martin, I know you're watching the podcast. Please hit me up. I would love to meet you. Inspector Jacques Clouseau in the flesh. Oh, my gosh. I think I might cry. I would.
Hi, Steve Martin. I mainly know you from The Three Amigos growing up. I would just like to say you've looked the same age for 30 years. How do you do it?
I know. That's a skill.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I just think that's every time I see him, I'm like, he looks the same.
He's such an icon.
Yeah. Who does your skin?
Yeah.
Who do you buy skin from?
You look great.
You look great.
Who do you buy skin from?
You know he probably does like some crazy rich person thing where they like take
maybe
youthful skin and they lay it over their old skin. And that's what they say youthful.
A skin mask.
Yeah. It's like a face mask, but like real.
Ew. Yeah. I hate that.
It's like very Silence of the Lambs, you know?
Yeah.
A movie you've never seen.
A movie that I've never seen.
My favorite movie. We talked about it. Did we talk about it
last episode? Yeah.
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Zombies.
Very, very slay.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about our wisdom teeth on the pod?
Yes, that was 2 weeks ago. We did speak about it. So this person that commented all these questions.
There's like a whole, like there's like.
They were saying that they're getting their wisdom teeth out soon.
Mm.
So I wish them luck. And then they commented all of this, which was very sweet.
Was it scary? No, I was
It was
geeked.
Not scary. I was so excited. Oh, I was like. I remember getting the IV in me and they were like, okay, we're going to, you know, you're going to go to sleep soon. And I think she asked me to start counting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, 1, 2, 3. And then I remember they were like, they leaned the chair back and they were raising it up. And then I was just like looking at the lights and I looked at the nurse or not the nurse, but you know, and she was like, how you feeling? And I was like, I'm feeling okay. And I was like, but I am starting to feel a little sleepy. And I looked her dead in the eye and went, I think I'm going to sleep now. And then I just went to sleep.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them putting it into me, them being like, are you okay? And me going, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm
and then
chilling.
I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good. So it was not scary to be asleep.
What was your favorite subject at school? We're just lightening these off. Favorite subject at school?
I really liked algebra.
I was going to say algebra.
Really?
Yes, algebra or my one I took AP English 4.
Ooh, okay, smart.
Yeah, I can like read sometimes.
Gosh, that's so impressive.
And I did this thing where when I would have a book, I would make hand annotations. I had a notebook. And I would physically write out whatever from the book I was pulling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what helped me. I got like, what's the AP test score?
I literally never took an AP class in my life because I knew I was going to hate my life if I did that.
Well, I
You're
think
just
it's
too smart.
1 to 5.
I think so.
Is 5 the best or is 1?
I don't know.
I think I got like whatever 4. If 4 is good, I got a 4 on my senior year AP test.
That's really impressive.
Thank you. But I would physically handwrite annotations and I did not write Wuthering Heights.
Mm-hmm.
I read it over the summer and I was so confused because everyone has the same stupid name.
Mm-hmm.
All Catherine's and Isabella's, whatever.
Oh.
I had to make a family tree. Swear to God, it's a circle.
That's so fun.
So
wow.
Annoying. But yeah.
Interesting.
What YouTube channels do you watch? Broski Report and I watch... Oh my God. It's like Primal something. It's a guy and he goes out into the forest and he'll like cut down trees and like make stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only YouTube... I watch I used to watch two YouTubers like very religiously. Number one is Michelle B. She is Australian, and she really like introduced me to minimalism and the concept of it, and like having life admin days and like really just like being super organized. So I love her. And then the other one is Kaylin Nicholson. She is from Canada, and she is like my comfort YouTuber. Mm-hmm. I love her vlogs. She has also a podcast. It's called Kaylin's Coffee Talk. Love that podcast so much. She inspires me a lot, and she's also like into spirituality and that kind of thing. So I feel like her and I really vibe. So those are my favorite YouTube channels to watch.
Shout out. Do you have any tattoos?
No, we do not have tattoos. We discussed your tattoos though, your potential tattoos with the bacon, egg, and cheese, and
yes, root beer float, all that kind of stuff. Snoopy.
Yes. I don't know if we ever discussed my potential tattoos.
What are your potential tattoos?
So my very first tattoo, I'm saving my very first tattoo. Ed Sheeran is my number one like favorite artist ever, and his music means a lot to me. And so when I was 13, I had this idea. I said, I want to meet Ed Sheeran, and I want him to sign an autograph, and then I will then get that autograph tattooed onto my wrist. And then whenever I'm having a bad day, I will just look at my wrist and be like, life isn't so bad, I met Ed Sheeran. And
crazy mentality.
Crazy mentality, but I was like super depressed, and like he was just like my positive light source at the time. Exactly. And so
also you could never.
Could you imagine getting a tattoo of an Owl City autograph? Crazy.
I'd get it removed.
So that is my very first tattoo. I'm still keeping it strong. I need to be strong for 13-year-old Sam. So I'm waiting to get my Ed Sheeran tattoo whenever I meet him. So Ed Sheeran, whenever you want to hang out with me.
I know you listen.
Yes.
I know you've been a longtime
fan.
Please
sign an autograph for me. I will get it tattooed on my body. So I'll do that. So Ed Sheeran tattoo, and then other tattoos that I do want to get is a tattoo for my dogs. I don't know exactly what I want to. A red door.
Blue door? You said you saw. You asked for a sign that one time.
I did, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to get that special sign, I think, tattooed, but I don't know. I don't know. Something that correlates like with their specific color. So my one dog, his collar was blue, and then my other dog's collar was red. Mm-hmm. So I want to get something for each of them. And then I also want to get a matching tattoo with my sister. Mm-hmm. And then I have an idea. I have an idea of what I would like our matching tattoo to be, but she's not convinced of the idea. But
what is it?
So growing up, our favorite animal was a llama. So she would always draw this llama. It was like almost a stick figure llama, but it was like, that's how we always drew the llama. So we would just leave notes for each other everywhere with that specific drawing. And I'm like, that would be so cute to just like
draw each other's llama.
Yeah.
I like that. I vote for that.
I think it's cute.
Hi, Michelle. Do that.
Do it. Thanks. Hi.
You have my vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we still need to convince her on the idea, but she should do it. So that's it. All right, where were we?
Dream job. I do not dream of labor, but if I had to, I've always loved being an audio editor.
Ooh, okay.
That's been my favorite thing. Not a Foley artist, someone who edits the audio specifically, or someone who edits color in film and movies.
Ooh, like color grading.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I want to learn how to color grade.
Color theory is a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't understand her. So.
But, oh well.
What's your dream job?
My dream job, I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier, like honing down on content creation and and doing that. I really, really
creating
would
a
like
hype
to.
House.
No.
Oh.
I really, really would like to be a content creator and be somebody that people can turn to and inspire other people. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see what other.
What types of music do you like?
Ooh.
Because I feel like, should we discuss our Spotify Wrapped?
Ooh, we can do that.
Because I have my screenshot of it
somewhere.
Is that
still, when did that come out?
That came out at the beginning of December, like December 4th, I believe.
Ooh, all right. So
that feels right.
Let's, Let me go back into my favorite thing is going into the Apple albums and just looking at the screenshots album, because I'm like, I screenshot a lot of things, but I know.
I hate the new iPhone update with the matte, with the this, you know? Okay, mm-hmm. I found mine.
It was December 4th, but I didn't screenshot. I saved those, so let's go back. You can discuss yours first.
I just realized I didn't screenshot my top genre.
Oh, no.
But I'll list off my top artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that, like that main screen.
Okay.
That people always screenshot. Yeah. So my top artists, highest to lowest, are, unfortunately, The Smiths. Which I was dating a guy once. I'm sorry. I was on a date with a guy once.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, he's like, what's your favorite? Like, who do you listen to a lot right now? And I said, unfortunately, The Smiths. And he went, unfortunately, they're great. And I went, that's how I know this isn't going to work out.
Oh.
No. If you're a fan of The Smiths, you should be ashamed.
Just ashamed. You should be of ashamed. The Smiths.
I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. You should never walk around and being like, I love The Smiths.
What'd
they're
you
such
say?
A great band. Morrissey's such a good guy. He's not.
Dang.
Anyway, so them, the 1975. I'm also embarrassed by that one. Because the 1975 is like if the Smiths were pop and now.
Oh.
Lady Gaga, Mac DeMarco, Hers. Great band. Unfortunately, they are no longer a band anymore.
Uh-oh.
Minutes listened. 38,184.
That's insane.
Top songs. Blame Brett by The Beaches. Go check them out. They are an all-female band.
The Beaches? The Beaches. Oh, I've seen
them.
They're
very slay.
Mm-hmm.
Online by Twerp.
Okay.
Dancing with Somebody. Faster and Harder. Heavy Metal Lover.
Okay.
The Lady Gaga song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know that one.
Yes, we are familiar with that song. For no reason.
For no particular reason.
I just like that song. No other
reason.
Yeah,
I literally just like it.
There wasn't a...
Are you divulging this deep dark secret?
Yes, there. When did Trolls World Tour come out?
I don't know, but we did this dance like
we pretty, do it better. Yeah, the dance, the Trolls.
That
dance.
Was like at the beginning of the year. That was like in January that we did that. So it was around that time.
Yeah,
because I remember we were watching whatever you're about to reference. We were watching this in the hammock.
Yeah,
we didn't have a couch yet.
We had a hammock, and I kind of miss it. It lives outside now.
I love that hammock.
But there was somebody drew Branch when he was in his like heavy metal rock, but as a human. And I said, wait, why he kind of he would be if we did a smash cake, he would be on my smash cake. That drawing,
mm-hmm.
not heavy metal Branch from the movie,
right? That fan art drawing of human heavy metal Branch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I still stand by that.
That's so funny.
I saw that and I went,
ooh.
Why are you kind of like,
why?
Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny.
And then I discovered Heavy Metal Lover and I was like, this song mm-hmm. eats.
Yeah. Anytime I would play in the car, I would just look at her and we would just know what video that's from. I'm like, I know what's going through your mind right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody has a crush.
Stop, dude.
Stop.
You should be watching. Not Justin Timberlake.
Branch. No. Branch. Mm-hmm. Branch.
Not, the troll, the art version that I saw.
The fan art. Uh-huh. He's watching. He's in the walls.
He's in the goddamn walls. I'm sorry, but what about you? Less about me, more about you.
Okay. my top artists, number one, Benson Boone. I discovered him this year. Absolutely amazing. Number two, Steven Sanchez. Love him. Number three, Mark Amber. Also discovered him this year. Amazing. Number four, Alfie Jukes. And number five, Hozier. Love all of them. My men.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened. I had 24,905 minutes listened on Spotify. So that's crazy. Top songs. Number one, Good to Be by Mark Amber. Number two, Belong Together by Mark Amber. Number three, Baby Blue Bathing Suit by Steven Sanchez. Number four, Something About Her by Steven Sanchez. Also, that song made me cry.
But they're not dating anymore, right?
No, they're not dating anymore. The song that you're thinking of is Until I Found You.
Oh.
This song is like, it just made me cry. And, at the time that I, it was like right before a breakup that I had in the beginning of the year. And I just, like, anytime I listened to that song, it was just so emotional. And I just, like, sobbed to that song.
Real.
Because I was like, I am her. There must be something about her. And I was, like, imagining, like, obviously, never mind, whatever. I was imagining that I was her. And I am her.
Oh, yeah. Pronouns are not he, him, because you're her.
I am her. Because, yeah, and I hope that anybody who has ever hurt me in any circumstance regrets it, because they should.
Yeah. Because how are you going to fumble her?
Literally. And then I just go and find somebody better.
Period.
And that's great for me. And so happy. Yeah. Love it. Yay.
When, can I, now, you know that audio, it's like, we should kill the horse.
No. Oh. What is it?
It's on TikTok. I'll have to show you later. It's trending right now, but it's like when you have to hear about her situationship or whatever, it's like, let's just kill the fucking horse.
Just kill, like, the horse.
That's how I felt. Now that I have the audio, that's how I feel whenever I think about him now. I'm like,
let's kill the horse. Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's go over there and let's kill the horse.
Exactly.
And if you're watching this, hey, horse. Yeah.
Yours?
Yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine would never.
Hey, horse, I know you're watching. For those listening, I did the I see you thing.
I hope he doesn't watch it. Jeez.
Well, he might. I think he does.
Okay.
None of mine do. They didn't care.
I was trying to find a good comeback to that. They're just not cool enough to listen to Gap O'Clock, honestly.
Period.
And number five for my top song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Onsamook. I said that in such an American accent. Onsamook. It's a French song.
Onsamook.
Oui. It's from a French musical called Molière.
Speaking of musicals.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Ukraine Cabaret?
That crazy, yeah, I've that seen guy. Footage. That's insane. I've seen love some
TikTok edits of the Cabaret musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Like fan cams of it, or just slime tutorials?
Slime tutorials?
Do you not know that?
What are you talking about?
Slime tutorials? You don't know what that is?
No. Is that what you say, like Rat Boy Summer?
No, slime tutorials. Okay. Everybody, we need to keep this secret, okay? You know how when you go see it, I have to speak low. You know how when you go see a Broadway show, you're not allowed to film?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I watched Perfect Blue.
A slime tutorial.
Of how to make perfect blue slime.
Yeah. So that's, hey, if there's ever been a show that you wanted to watch, it probably has a slime tutorial. So.
Yeah.
Do with that what you will.
Now, we're not condoning thievery.
No.
Or piracy.
Piracy? Who does that?
That's so outdated.
We don't do that.
If you're curious into Google what people do, which is actually really messed up,
mm-hmm.
if you want to research what they Google.
Exactly. Then that's where I would start.
Yeah. It's funny. That's where I would start. Yeah, so Happy New Year, I think.
Happy New Year!
If you want to do some research and make an educated opinion about slime tutorials.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then you can do that. And I think that you can do that if you would like.
If you want to be dancing through life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know the next words to that song, so I can't continue that reference, but we'll dance through life.
Oh my God. I was in the kitchen, and our other roommate, she was like, I had my blanket around my shoulders, and I was like pretending to ballerina dance, or like, I was like, you know, in like theater productions, when people have a cape and they run, they make sure to look back and like catch their arm, so it like whooshes, and then I was like, she's like, oh my God, like it's Swan, or like in like the Swan or Swan Lake, and then I did that, and she's like, what if you're in the Nutcracker? My instinct, I did the Rat King, I did the Rat Dance.
There you go.
That was my, I was going like this, and then. She was like, what about the Nutcracker? I immediately went,
Rat King.
I started doing the Rat King dance.
Honestly, you're real for it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do the Rat King dance?
Yeah, I want to be a three-headed rat queen.
Ooh.
You seen that telling of it? Where it's like the three-headed rat queen?
No.
It's pretty metal.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh my gosh. No, do you think we would be miserable to interview?
No.
I think we would just distract the interviewer.
Yeah, 100%. We would get so off topic. We'd go on so many different tangents. We wouldn't even know where the origin of the question was because we've gone off on so many different branches. Yeah. But I think it would be a really entertaining interview. And people would watch it because they're like, what are they going to say next? Yeah. What's going to happen?
I just feel like we would befriend the interviewer.
Mm-hmm. 100%. We'd be besties by the end of it. We'd go out for coffee.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's your Instagram?
Exactly.
What's your private? Not your public. What's your private Instagram?
What's your private Instagram? Mm-hmm. We're going to be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's 100% what would happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't wait to do that in this year, 2025, when we get interviews and we get to go to Sonic premiere.
Oh my gosh. I would love to do something with Sonic. Could you imagine? That would be so fun.
Can I be dressed as Silver?
Yes, you can.
I want him to be in the movie.
Yeah, manifest it.
Yeah, he's going to be in the next one, guys. Mm-hmm, he's going to get teased at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
Do you think he'd be teased at the end of 4, so you'd have to wait till 5?
Yeah. Aww. I think what's going to happen is they all team up, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name names because it's spoilers.
Yeah.
The team teams up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine there's a cliff scene, and you see that Silver shoe step in.
Ooh.
And you know, because they're like, guys, we did it. We saved the world. And then there's like something they probably like a loose end they forgot to tie. Mm-hmm. And then you see that like bubbling or something. And then you see that Silver, you see the little portal open and Silver's foot steps through.
Oh my God.
I would genuinely freak out. I'd scream.
You would.
Life is worth living because Sonic 4 is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't die.
Yeah, no. We have to see the entire Sonic.
I'm going to be watching Sonic 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching an interview with Ben Schwartz and he was like, yeah, I hope there's like Sonic 10 to 15. Let's just do it. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I think that's so fun.
Yeah.
Because there's so much lore there. There's so much in the universe that they could do
with
it.
Where's Sally Acorn?
Yeah.
Where's...
More people need to know about Sally Acorn.
Where's Nicole, the hologram girl?
Ooh, boom, boom, boom.
Where's the cyber bunny and her French husband?
People really want Cream and Cheese to be in the next one.
Yeah.
I think that would be so cute. An animated version of them. Mm-hmm. Adorable. People would go nuts for them.
I want Silver the Hedgehog to be there.
I know. We'll rally for Silver.
Okay? Yeah. He's left out all the time. He's the main three hedgehogs. And I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. My favorite fan theory is Shadow and Amy and Silver being their son. That I think is great. Phenomenal.
I think it's so cute.
And if you disagree with me, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm right. Because Sonic doesn't deserve Amy. Hey, another thing I'm pissed about. Sonic doesn't deserve Amy.
Sonic hates Amy.
He hates her. He hates her horribly. And everyone thinks it's funny to put them together. No.
Amy deserves
Amy
somebody
and Shadow
who's...
canonically go see concerts together.
Yeah.
They hang out. They're besties. Mm-hmm. There's an artist who draws... Amy and Shadow. Love them. Love their drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really upsetting.
Yeah.
And genuinely, Shadow and Amy are canon. And I'm right.
And you're right.
I'm right. And
that's that.
Sally Acorn and Sonic.
Yes.
And I'm right.
And it works.
Miles Tails.
Mm-hmm.
And he marries some random girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I forget. And then Knuckles marries some random echidna girl. Love Knuckles.
Really?
Love Knuckles' daughter. She's great in the comics. Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Do you remember?
I forget.
Oh. She was cool. We'll have to look this up after. Everybody is now going to go down a Sonic lore rabbit hole.
And you better come out the other end being pro Shadow and Amy. Because he treats her right. He cares about her. And he's interested in her interests.
He's
actually a good boyfriend.
Sonic is like so dismissive of Amy.
He's dismissive and he's a jerk.
Yeah. He's like, wow, that's great. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Get away from me, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
And I think that's pretty messed up.
That's so messed up.
So that's my thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
And my correct thoughts.
Your correct thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I think that was beautiful.
I would rather ship Sonic and fucking Jet the Hawk than Sonic and Amy. I'd rather die on that hill than Sonic and Amy.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I think that's beautiful.
And the people that say Rouge and Shadow, well, you're wrong.
No.
They're besties.
Yeah.
Rouge?
I see Rouge and Knuckles shipped a lot, though.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
She just wants him for his emerald.
Yeah, that's true. They compete a lot.
Yeah. Well...
That's who I shipped as a kid.
Real?
Yeah.
Shadow and Amy.
Rouge and Knuckles.
Happy 2025. Five. I almost said three. Happy 2025. Glad we all made it into the new year.
Yeah. We're so excited to have you here and to have this new year of Yap O'Clock. And
yeah.
We can't wait to see where life takes us.
Yeah.
That is all we yapped. It's all she yapped.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.